All right, let's go ahead and get our opinion.
Yeah, Jeff, I have a major reservation with the word clarified. I wonder if we can probably say to determine whether a product bearing a certification mark listing, in other words, to determine that instead of saying clarify that. By saying clarify that, we like accepting it, and I think we should, as a concept, determine whether the product bearing it, to determine or not. By saying clarify, we're saying we're accepting it, we just want to clarify it.
We could say clarify how products bearing a certification mark.
Shall require. In other words, we're saying a positive sentence, like we're accepting it.
No, I say if we change it and put in clarify how products bearing that shall require.
That's my reservation.
All right, so does his additional language adjust your reservation?
What was that against you?
Clarify how products.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to the terms now.
Yes, he says it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's not good. This is an English class.
No, I know, but I just...
No, I mean, I agree with what you want to do with that.
Oh.
Yeah, the concept is okay. All right. Any further clarification? If you support this concept, raise your hands, please. I mean, if you give it a four, raise your hands.
One, two, three.
Dale.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's 10.
Each week we're going.
All right, we're catching up. We have 10 saved. Okay. F, validation of performance evaluation of local approval. Once again, I mean, what the proposal was to remove language related to steps required to perform a validation of performance evaluation at the local level. We need the method of determination of whether the manufacturer has demonstrated compliance with the code completely at the discretion of the building department.
Jeff?
Yes, Steve?
I would accept it if it said revise review language.
Okay. So Steve is saying, let's review the language and determine whether that makes sense.
Right.
All right, so review language instead of remove. All right. Acceptable?